Oh my god, you guys.
What?
So I thought it would be such a good idea if we, like, started a new show.
Gasp.
Oh my god.
What
Oh
is this
wait, double
show
gasp.
about?
Well, like, I don't know, because I was really excited about the country twang that we were doing
Y'all.
on Lone
Y'all.
Star. So I was thinking that we could do rock star.
Is that like rock band? Will there be
No.
guitars made of plastic?
Probably.
And
With
buttons to
buttons.
push?
Buttons. I love buttons.
And you can choose whether to play bass or guitar?
I guess. Sure.
Yeah,
I don't
and
actually have Rock
drums?
Band. I just watch
Oh.
other people play from the store windows. It's very
Lulu's
sad.
like one
I
of those
just know
people
the
who, like.
control is a giant guitar with buttons.
Yeah. I made one out of cardboard, like a tissue box and like a toilet paper roll. And I put little buttons on it.
Rubber bands.
So are we doing that?
Yeah. We're not
Yeah.
recording for Lone Star tonight. We're recording for Rockstar. I was
Oh.
trying to think of like a good accent because for Lone Star we were like howdy y'all. But like
We should
there's
just
not
sound stoned.
Dude.
Like,
That only works for
man.
alternative rock.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe like for like British Rock Week we could all have British accents and we talk like
Yes.
this.
We can
It'd
talk with our
be
fingers
with our
and
fingers.
like, but no one would see it because they're all the way across the world, except not because they're in the same country, maybe.
And Val can do her wonderful British accent.
No.
She can be that one British
No.
person who's like the reverse Madonna and has an American accent and just is man.
So, yeah, welcome to Rockstar. Woo!
Woo!
The first episode. And we're doing auditions. Woo! My favorite.
Yay!
For all of us listening who haven't auditioned, auditions are open until Halloween. Woo!
Woo!
So, you still have plenty of time. Tonight, I thought for a really long time that we were gonna have an all-male audition tonight, but we don't. There are
There are
women. They
quite a
have come.
few
Yay!
Yes,
women
quite a
with
few women.
cojones. So,
Yes.
rock
So
out,
anyway,
ladies.
should we take a listen?
I guess we should.
All right
I mean,
then.
I'm already in my recording pants, which is not tense at all.
Woof.
Woof.
Woof. Lulu.
Ooh.
Woof. Getting hot in
I'm
here.
sorry. I'd put on leather pants, but I don't have any, so I guess the next best thing is none.
Yeah.
I'm
This
ready.
show just got rated R.
Oh,
Dun
baby.
dun dun. And we're done. Up first is Read to Me.
This is Read to Me with the absolute epic song, Come Sail Away by Styx. I'm sailing away, set an open course for the virgin sea, 'cause I've got to be free. Free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain, so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on. A gathering of angels appeared above my head. They sang to me this song of hope, and this is what they said. They said, come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me, lads. Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me. Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me, baby. Now come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me.
Read to me. I did
To
something with
me.
my hands. I made like an R and then a two and then I pointed to myself, but then
Oh,
I realized
snap.
that it didn't actually make sense with like recording because you can't see
Yeah.
that. You
I
paused. It
appreciate the
sounded like
effort,
sign
though.
language.
Yeah, it was cool in the scheme of things.
Yes.
We'll have to post like Rochelle. A little flip book picture of it or something.
Yeah. I would buy that. So
first audition of the night.
Of the season. Of the show. Of the world.
Yay.
This is Chibi Russ? Okay, wait. Okay. I knew that.
I get that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Me too. For an a cappella audition, I was, like, actually really engaged in this.
Come and say the... Yeah.
Me too.
I liked it.
It reminded me of South Park, so it made me happy.
Did it?
Oh, Val.
I like the part where he got, like, super quiet, and it was all, like,
oh, yeah,
it was so cute. I was like, aww.
Yeah, you were, like, so into it. I liked that. I liked you, like, there was, like, a moment where you were, like, da-da-da-da-da, or something in the middle. It was, like, really funny. I like that. That was good. That was really good. I like that. My one comment is that, your vocals were, like, really, really good, but it was kind of, like, formally sounding. Like, it was very, like... It was very, like, formal singing. Does that make sense? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was very proper singing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't very, like, I'm singing a rock song right now. It was very, like, I am a trained singer.
Yeah, like,
which is fantastic.
Woman-y.
Which is really, which is really good that you have the ability and the tone and, like, voice quality for that. But, like, when you have music, if you make it through, when you have music, it might sound kind of strange with, like, a rock thing and, like, a formal voice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. You should keep that ability to hold the notes because lots of people who have the attitude don't hold their notes. They just drop them.
Yes.
They're like, ha, I'm awesome. And it's, yeah. But, like, keep your notes and keep your, like, whatchamacallit, pronunciation sharp. But then
but
also
rock.
Add more, yeah.
Rock!
This year's rock!
Okay, we're done with the first critique.
Yeah.
Done.
Up next is Sam Haft.
Hear the sound of the falling rain, coming down like an Armageddon flame. The shame, the ones who died without a name. Calling out a key to a hymn called Faith and Misery, and plead the company lost the war today. I beg to dream and differ from the hollow lies. This is the dawning of the rest of our lives. On holiday.
Sam Haft. I was shocked by the full a cappella. I was like, whoa.
I wasn't.
I know.
Lulu, I wasn't. I
knew.
I wasn't.
Lulu is psychic.
It's Sam Haft.
I'm psychic chica. Anyway.
Psychic chica. Shut up. We don't talk about psychic chica. She doesn't exist as a human being.
I'm being oppressed and censored.
She's not a person. You have to bleep this out.
Sam Haft was drunk when he did this, apparently.
Apparently.
Yes.
That's what the file name tells
I don't
me.
Under speculation.
Stop. No, Anisha, we don't talk about Psychic Chica. My housemate just Skyped me, and she was like, Psychic Chica, because she's in the next room. So I had to yell to her that we don't talk about that.
I know Psychic Chica.
No. Okay, anyway, Sam Haft.
He's not a chica.
No, he's a man.
No.
He's a boy. A
he's
man?
A
boy. A man.
A man boy.
Man boy.
I could say Sam Haft is kind of a legend in my house. Maple C. I don't know if it's appropriate for this show. He bought us vodka.
Why? Why?
None of us are 21 and he is.
That's
and so
why.
When Allison and Sean came, they brought the vodka. And so whenever we would, like, hang out and do stuff, we'd be like, oh, let's get that Sam Haft vodka.
He just, like, paid for your vodka?
No, Sean did. I never paid Sean back. Oops. Well, that's what he gets for not answering me on Skype.
Other than him bribing you with alcohol, which is completely inappropriate, Sam, I'm disappointed in you. You do not behave like a good member of society.
This was really good. I liked it.
We're rambling, so it was obviously good.
Yeah. It was good. I liked your vocals. I liked your acapella.
How dare you make me like this song again?
I know. I liked
I've never heard this song,
rock.
So I like it.
On holiday.
He had, like,
I
a
started
good
hating
rock.
It after seeing it from, like, on Oprah or The View or something with the Green Day musical. I was like, oh,
The
no.
View.
I hate this song. Yeah, The View. Green Day on The View.
Oh, man.
So,
no,
unfortunately, I like it now.
This. I thought it was good. I thought it was well done. There was good. I liked energy because, like.
Yeah, great energy.
Like, at the end, especially, you kind of, like, your vocals kind of, like, pooed out on you at the end, but you, like, saved it by being, like, yeah, rock.
Rock.
Yeah. So rock. I liked that.
Rock.
Anything else you guys want to say now that I've exposed
this
Sam
show's
hacked.
Like making us high.
I don't know what's happening right now. I think Sam like laced his audition with alcohol and it's just seeping in through our headphones into our ears.
Oh yeah.
We're getting ear drunk.
Oh baby.
Oh dun, I'm all dun, warm. Dun. I need to.
Okay, we're done, Lulu. We're done. Done. Up next is Russ.
Day after day. Alone on the hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning around.
Somehow, Russ made rock pretty.
Yeah. Well, it's always pretty.
Russ is pretty.
Russ is pretty.
Russ is pretty.
That was such a pretty song.
I wrote, Russ, I love you.
I like Russ in songs that tell stories because it makes me want to listen. I'm like, ooh.
This sounded like, I don't know, it reminded me of like a woman. I don't know. It sounded feminine to
what?
Me. I don't know. It was like a woman that sounded like Russ. I don't know.
Maybe this is like Russ's tender side. He's like a separate persona, and it's a woman.
Oh my god. I literally have like no comment. I can't
Russia
respond
is
to
what
that.
We should call her. Russia.
That sounds like you're about to say my name. Like, Rochelle.
It can be Russ
Rochelle
or something.
Rochelle. Rochelle. Rush. I can't roll my R's. Okay.
This show is, like, oddly sexual in comparison to Lone Star. Lulu's, like, talking about getting hot, and it's just all going downhill.
It's like we have metaphorical leather pants on, and so that just makes us naturally sexier, normal.
Yeah, okay, the leather pants, I forgot about that.
Yes.
I liked this overall. Yeah. I thought it was short, but we didn't, like, give a time limit, so it was fine. Yeah. Again, you, similar to Read to Me, you had that, like, formal thing going on, so I'm excited to see what you sound like with music, if you make it through.
Yeah. But even though he has a formal thing, he, like, it worked because he was telling an interesting story, and it, he sounded like he was telling a story.
Yeah.
Even though it was formal.
No, I got that.
Yeah.
But
with, like, with the more gritty songs, you mean?
Yeah, like, I'm interested to see, like, what do.
That'll be fun.
Like, certain week, like, I mean, this is all, of course, if he gets on.
I think he'll get on.
Lulu! Spoilers!
What?
Dun, dun, dun!
Well, we haven't decided yet. I'm just saying. My speculation.
Yeah, well, you know what, Lulu? Yeah, I mean, he is in the top four of Lone Star. What can we say?
Oh, that's true. Spoilers for those who...
Oh no.
Spoilers.
We can't in the past, say anymore. I guess.
Spoilers. Spoilers. Okay, we're done.
We're done.
Good job, Russ.
And up next is Dylan.
I'm coming apart at the seams, pitching myself for leads in other people's dreams. Now buzz, 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 Doc, there's a hole where something was. Doc, there's a hole where something was. Fell out of bed, butterfly bandage, but don't worry, you'll never remember, your head is far too blurry. But put him in the back of a squad car, restrain that man, he needs his head put through a cat skin. Hey editor, I'm undeniable, hey doctor, I'm certifiable, and I'm a loose bolt of a complete machine. What a match, I'm half doomed, and you're semi-sweet. So boycott love, detox just to retox, and I'd promise you anything for another shot at life. And perfect boys with their perfect lives, nobody wants to hear you sing about tragedy. Nobody wants to hear you sing about tragedy.
So a bird crapped on Lulu today.
Yeah, it did.
She decided to share that with us before we started recording for this.
It was vital in that one moment of my life to share that. Dylan reminded me of it with his dulcet tones. I don't know what's going on. But I wiped it off, so it's okay. The end.
Dylan. This is not my favorite Fall Out Boy song.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm picky about my Fall Out Boy. No, I'm kidding. I'm not. This was not my favorite Dylan song either. I mean, like, it was a cappella, so, like,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I just have heard you do such great things on Lone Star. Mm. And, I mean, this was just an audition song. I mean, like, it's totally different, so I really shouldn't... I was almost going to say I really shouldn't be judging you, but that's kind of my job, so...
kind of why we're here.
The only thing I wrote down was cat scan, because the way you said cat scan was, like, really funny. You were like, cat scanners. I don't even know what it was, but it was really funny.
I thought a lot of pronunciations weren't, like, blurry. And then he was like,
well, the thing is, like, that's Fall Out Boy? I don't know.
That's true.
That's, like, how they sing. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, the way that it is. So I, like, understood why he did it. But I think his voice works well for, like, rock as a genre. So, like, I was, like, I didn't hate this audition.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, well done.
Yeah. It wasn't, like, the best. Like, I didn't really
like
what you were doing with it. But it wasn't, like, terrible or anything.
Like, I liked your tone, but it sounded like you were just kind of like singing along, not actually singing it. Like, you were kind of quiet, you weren't really saying all the words. Well, you were saying all the words, but I mean, like, not singing it properly. You were just kind of rushing through it a lot of the parts, so it was just kind of like but you had a nice tone of voice.
There was decent energy.
I think that's in the song, though.
Is it supposed to be emo? Because it's
Well, yeah, it was pretty emo, so good job on that. Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Are you guys are you good? We're in a really weird mood tonight. Are you guys good?
I'm so good.
Okay, done.
Yeah.